Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, I have a guest who is helping to minister to the homeless. This is a very important ministry and a ministry that Jesus told us to do. So you're going to want to stay tuned after this word from our sponsor to hear what Gina Creighton has to say.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Gina. Thank you for being here with me on my podcast. This is a new experience for you, isn't it?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me. It's a great pleasure.
Well, those who don't live in Central Florida may not be as familiar as I am with the Rescue Outreach Mission. This is a mission that I've been involved with for nearly 20 years, and I knew and loved the founder, Mother Blanche Bell Weaver, and have served on the board in the past and been involved in different ways. And this ministry is in Sanford, Florida, which is a separate town from Orlando. The people from Sanford want you to know that. But as the Orlando metro area has grown, it's really become a part of Metro Orlando here in Central Florida. And the Rescue Outreach Mission is really the only ministry in the whole county that ministers to the homeless. So tell us a little bit about the mission and your involvement.
Absolutely. And again, I just want to thank you too, Mrs. Strang, just for your long-time dedication to what we do. It is definitely people like yourself that gives us the courage to continue to do what we do for the homeless population. As you have stated, we are the only emergency shelter in Seminole County, which sets us aside from other nonprofit organizations. We currently have two buildings on our campus. We have a building that's catering to mothers and children and single women. And then the other building that we have caters to homeless men. So again, this ministry, because it's definitely a ministry, and we're really grateful for the legacy that Mother Weaver left for us. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to meet her, so it's people like yourself that gives me the nuggets that I need to know who this woman really was. From what I understand, she lived in New Jersey, moved down to the South, and saw the need that there were unwed mothers. And they didn't have anywhere to go. And she started bringing them into her own personal space, her house. And from there, it just grew to the point that she reached out to her local congregants at her church and said, hey, there's some land across the street and I want to purchase it. So they had enough faith in Mother Weaver's dream to help erect this building and to allow it to be what it is today. We have seen that homelessness is something that doesn't have a face. You know, we could be working with someone in the same office who is only a paycheck away from being homeless. So if we had to define what that person would look like, we really wouldn't have a description, because it could be anybody. It could be myself. It could be you. It could be anyone that's in that situation. We have found that we are servicing in some cases, families who have, for whatever reason, moved to Sanford. And I'll give you an example. There was a family that moved from Kentucky, and the fiance was under the impression that he was going to enroll in school. And the school was located in Orlando. they didn't have enough money for them to make it to Orlando. So their stopping point was the shelter. Mom and the children were in one building. The fiance was in another building. And as you know, we can't house families such as a husband and a wife, and we just don't have the capacity to do so. So we have to have them separate. And in their situation, they were, you know, they were not married. But at any rate, we were able to get them the services that they need. They ended up getting married while they were there at the shelter, by the way. And we had to help with financial assistance to get her cosmetology license moved from Kentucky to Florida so that she can have some sort of income coming in, because the objective is to end the homelessness. And then we were able to help him with some resources so that he could go to the necessary classes that he needed to get the CDL license that he originally came here to do. So again, we're seeing people that are just not transit. They're just not being homeless because they want to be homeless. Situations have put them in a place of being homeless, divorce, evictions, just not having enough money to make ends meet.
Well, I think what you're doing is very important. And of course, that's why I have chosen to be involved in various ways. You know, last week I was with Jim Baker, who's
yes.
famous.
Yes, I do know.
And he was talking about when he got out of prison. Mm-hmm. And he said he was literally homeless because
wow.
the house he had lived in before had burned to the ground. He didn't have anywhere to go. People, of course, reached out to him. In his case, it was actually the Graham family, Billy Graham and Franklin
yes.
Graham. And they really showed him a lot of the love of Jesus. But it just goes to show that people that you wouldn't think might be homeless could be. And of course, I knew Mother Weaver. She was a wonderful, godly woman, and she believed that thing right out of the dirt. And there were a lot of people who told her it couldn't be done. And, you know, her church was small, at least back then. I think it's a stable church now.
Mm-hmm.
And she just wouldn't take no for an answer. And she has become a legend in Seminole County. And one time I had occasion to make some remarks about Mother Weaver. And I heard myself saying that she was the Mother Teresa of Seminole County. And I really think that she was. And
she really was.
And now she's in her heavenly home. And mm-hmm. I went to her funeral. I think it was the longest funeral I'd ever been to in my life. Everybody who knew her got up and had something to say about her. But I think what you're doing is important, because Jesus told us to reach out to the widows and the orphans and those who are homeless. And I say sometimes it's the poorest of the poor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not only providing housing, but you provide food.
Yes.
For people who need food or pantry items or even toiletries and things like that for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been exciting to see how the people in Sanford over the years have rallied mm-hmm. to the mission
mm-hmm.
and have gotten involved in how many thousands and tens of thousands that you've been able to help over the years. So tell me, what does the future hold for the Rescue Outreach mission?
Well, we are still standing strong with the war on homelessness. That is the mission, and I believe that in Mother Weaver's absence, I think that that was the plan, was to help in homelessness. And I think that we want to continue to walk in that stride. One of the major services that we're offering is case management. Case management is a very integral part in what we do. Me having a clinical background as a marriage and family therapist, we can understand or see the dynamics that are happening in the family. So one of the things that we've done was adopted a model for the mission as a whole. That model is very similar to motivational interviewing. And what that does is says, okay, we recognize that these things have happened, but now how could we move you from a point of dependency to a point of being dependent on your abilities? So motivational interviewing gives an individual the courage that they need to make the necessary steps that they need to make the changes to be sustainable.
Well, most of my listeners don't live in Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be hard for them to really participate, but I think people should be involved in helping the poor wherever they live. So what advice would you have to a person who maybe would like to help, but they don't know how to get started? Maybe they're afraid of being taken advantage of in some way or
yes.
whatever. What advice for a Christian person to follow what Jesus said to help the poor?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that question. And you're right. People who have a passion to give and to be a part of something greater, there is some sort of reluctancy there. So as the executive director, I feel that I have a duty. I don't consider this a job. I consider this to be more of a stewardship. I feel that, you know, God has entrusted this to me. And this, I mean, the shoes are huge to fill. Since Mother Weaver's tenure as executive director, they've never had a female ED. So it's been almost 30 years, and here I am sitting as the second woman as the executive director. So one of the things that I feel is accountability. You know, how accountable are we to those that say that when they're donating, they can trust that we're going to do what we say that we're going to do? It doesn't matter if it is toiletries that people give to us. We're still accountable for that and how we manage that. So if we're saying, okay, we have two buildings and one of our buildings is very old, and as you know, Mrs. Strain has been there now almost 30 years, and I just recently noticed their termites. And so I had to immediately address that. Well, when I have to immediately address something such as that of urgency, it takes away the funds from other areas of the program in order for us to be effective in what we do.
So it creates a crisis when there's a big bill like that, and you have to cope the best way you can. So how can people come alongside you and help you?
Even if someone had in kind, where somebody could come in and do the work for us. For those that don't have the financial resources, we're open for manpower. We're open for someone to come in to do the labor for us. For those that could possibly have the resources to purchase material, then we look for the labor. So that's just a part or the chip at some of the things that we definitely need done right now. A lot of the structure as far as the doors have been there since its conception. And recently had to have those doors repaired. And the type of doors that are there are the fireproof to be in compliance with the City of Sanford Fire Department. So there were just large costs to having it repaired. And because it was discontinued, because it was so old, we had to have a few upgrades. But when you're doing these upgrades, it weakens the other structures of the building because of it being new, connected to something that is very old.
Well, I have a lot of memories with Rescue Outreach Mission, and one of them is that I've been involved with your fundraiser, which is called Servants of the People.
Yes.
And one of the board members came up with that term, and what it is, it's a luncheon that we have in the autumn, or actually the mission has, and some of the local politicians, the mayor, some judges, some of the commissioners will serve the food, and then they will go around and pour the drinks and so forth, and everybody just enjoys coming, and of course, local business people sponsor it, and I think it's become a very good fundraiser, and it's always a lot of fun. You get to know new people, you get to interact with some of the local officials in a little bit more informal way, and I think it's really added something to the life of the community as it's happened over the years. And I'll tell you one funny story about Mother Weaver. This was from the 1990s, and somebody had given me a Santa Claus outfit, complete with white beard. And I had dressed up in my Santa Claus outfit, and when I gave out the Christmas bonuses to the staff, I put on the outfit and went around and handed it out. And everybody thought this was, like, really funny. And so I kind of enjoyed it.
Do you have pictures?
Oh, we've got pictures. I'm not sure I would show them publicly, but we have pictures. We had also collected some gifts and so forth to give to the children that were in the home with their mothers.
Yes.
And I told Mother Weaver if she liked, I'd come down dressed up as Santa Claus and I would do it. Well, I got the feeling she wasn't really that thrilled with the idea, so I just dropped it. And then I was home doing stuff, and I get this call from Mother Weaver. She says, "Where are you?" I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She says, "You're supposed to be down here handing out the presents to the children." So I put on my Santa Claus outfit, and I drive down 13th Street to the rescue mission in my nice car, and I have on the white gloves, and people are waving at me, and I'm waving to them. And I get down to the mission, and of course, Santa Claus tells the story about the real meaning of Christmas,
yes.
about the Christ child and how he was a gift to mankind, and Santa Claus is just a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And they all sit there and listen to me share the Christmas story, and then, of course, afterwards, we handed out a few presents. But that was a lot of fun, and it's something I'll always remember. And somewhere, I have some pictures of that, and we'll have to dig them out of the file sometime.
We will love that. And as a matter of fact, we still do those traditions, collecting Christmas toys for the kids. We don't have our Santa locked down for this year. So if you're open and you can find that suit.
Well, I think the suit made its way to the trash bin at some point.
Well, we'll have to get you another suit another if you're one. Available.
Well, listen, we could talk for a long, long time about all the problems in our culture and how Christians can try to reach out and solve them. I just so admire the work that you and the others are doing there
Thank
at
you.
The Rescue Outreach Mission. I know that every major community has ministries such as yours that are helping the poor. And I just encourage the listeners to get involved as they can. And I just thank you for your service. And I thank you for being with me today.
Thank you. And thank you for having me too. It was greatly appreciated.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.